Survivors of Larry Nassar have been calling for the resignation of interim MSU President John Engler since the earliest days of his administration. And last night, they got their wish. Engler resigned. Here now to talk about that is survivor Rachel Den Hollander. Rachel, how did you feel when you learned John Engler had resigned last night?
I am incredibly grateful that the Board of Trustees took initiative. You know, it was unfortunate that Engler was hired in the first place. It was no secret who he was and how he operated, and he was chosen by the former board for a reason. And it was their responsibility to clean up that mess, for lack of a better phrase. And I'm grateful that they did so. My hope is that this signals a change in direction and a change in tone. There is a lot of work left to be done, but my hope is that this is the beginning of change.
Well, certainly there are those on the board who are expressing that. Today, here's what we heard from Trustee Kelly Tebay.
The first thing I have to say is I'm sorry it took so long. To the survivors and your families and this community, we hear you and we're listening and we are sorry it took so long. I really hope this is the first step in a long road to really changing the culture of this institution that we all love so much. This is an important day, and I think this is a day we will all remember when this ship turned around, and we're going to right this.
Rachel, has this turned a corner for the survivor community with MSU?
No, I think it has. I think it's given us hope for the first time that we are being heard and that there are leaders on that board who understand what makes MSU, you know, a safe place for survivors. I am very grateful for the board members who took this step because it was a huge step to take. You know, and as Trustee Tebay said, there's a lot of work left to be done, and we recognize that. But our hope has always been to move forward together with MSU and to create a better community together. And I think this can be the beginning of that, absolutely.
Special Prosecutor Bill Forsyth certainly handled the investigation under Attorney General Bill Schuette. He did not get to interview John Engler, but now we get word that new Attorney General Dana Nessel has requested an interview with Engler. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent first step to take. You know, he was the head of the university during the last year. We know there are at least 29 documents that Engler has withheld under attorney-client privilege. You know, and so there are a lot of questions remaining as to what really happened at MSU, as to, you know, who knew about Amanda Tomashaw's investigation, where it went up the chain of command, you know, who knew about any of the other warnings that MSU was given over a period of 20 years.
You were the very first, Rachel, to step forward and put your face and your name out there. And I found myself thinking of you immediately when I heard what John Engler said last week to the Detroit News editorial board, talking about survivors who've been in the spotlight, who are still enjoying that moment, the awards and recognition. How did that make you feel? And would you give us some idea of what it's actually been like for you in that spotlight?
Yeah, that was an incredibly discouraging thing to hear. It was not surprising because he hasn't hidden his contempt for the survivors. So I was not surprised to hear it, but it was very discouraging. Because it is again another form of victim blaming and shaming, and it communicates that he really doesn't understand why I did what I did or why any of these women have done what they've done. You know, nobody chooses to relinquish every shred of privacy and dignity to put their body on display for everybody and what's been done to it. You know, what's been done to my body is dinner table conversation for people. That's just a horrific reality that I still live with every day, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it, but it was necessary, and it was necessary because the powers that be at MSU did not listen to the first 14 warnings that they had, because USAG did not listen to the warnings that they had, because USOC did not listen to the reports they had of Larry being an abuser. Because these institutions protected a predator, there was no choice but to go completely public and to meet Larry where he was most confident in the public, and to do it without flinching. But it's not something I would wish on anybody. And the attitude that survivors do this for public recognition or for fame just completely misses what an incredibly difficult task this was, and the lifelong consequences that are going to stay with those of us who have chosen to speak publicly, because we can't ever take that back now.
John Engler declared the Nassar investigation is done and people want to get back to their work at MSU. But Diane Byram said to me the investigation is done when the Attorney General says it's done. Does that answer satisfy you, Rachel?
You know, honestly, at this point, it doesn't. I'm very grateful to Trustee Byram for taking the leadership and requesting Engler's resignation. But there is a lot left to be done from an investigative standpoint. MSU has not waived attorney-client privilege. It took Penn State only a mere number of days to commission an independent investigation that looked beyond whether something illegal had happened to find out the real root of the problem. And Penn State immediately waived attorney-client privilege because they wanted that badly to find out what had gone wrong. Now, we are 2 years into this. Larry is one of the most prolific pedophiles in recorded history, and MSU has not commissioned an independent investigation to find out what went wrong beyond any illegal conduct. And there's a lot that goes wrong beyond something that's technically illegal. And they have not waived attorney-client privilege, not even to cooperate with law enforcement. Those two things are very problematic. The attorney general can't do the job he needs to do if he doesn't have access to the information he needs. And he and she are only able to look at, whether or not illegal conduct occurred. And there's a lot that goes on that enables an abuser that may not be illegal, but that may be unethical or negligent or simply something that needs to be done differently the next time. We need to be examining those things so that we can do everything in our power to make sure this never happens again.
What's your message to the board, to the new interim president, and to whomever becomes the new president later this year?
I think the first thing I would say is thank you. Thank you for doing the right thing today. And the next thing I would say is don't stop now, because this isn't enough. There is so much left to be done. And I think one thing the board really needs to grasp, and I think some members do, is just the incredible power that they have. There is so much good that people who have authority can do if they use that authority to do the right thing, to pursue accountability, to pursue transparency, and to pursue caring for the people who are really under their protection, the students and the children who are going to be on that campus, and doing it with integrity. They have incredible ability to do good, and I want to see them use that.
Rachel, Dan Hollander, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.